Encore with Claire O'Brien, arts and entertainment for the Midlands. With the Dean Crowe Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone, imagine the possibilities. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
Well, that's what I get for going on holidays for a week, forgetting to turn on all the buttons. I'll give you your weather now. It will be mild and breezy tonight with just a little patchy rain or drizzle at times, especially over hills. Lowest temperatures of 12 to 15 degrees in strong and gusty even southerly winds. And indeed, you are welcome to Encore on Midlands 103, bringing you every Thursday night the best of what is happening in the arts in Laois, Offaly and indeed Westmeath as well. Two big pieces for you tonight. I suppose one of them is connected to the Laois Leaves Festival of Music, which is of literature and music, and that starts tomorrow. And it is a terrific, terrific outline of events. I'll tell you a little bit about that in a couple of minutes. And we will be chatting to Aoife Moore, Laois librarian, about that, about the festival and about some of the events that are happening over the next few days. We'll also be catching up in a really interesting way, I think, on the history of cinema in this part of the world. And that is all to come on the programme. Encore at Midlands103.com is the email address. I would love to hear from you, so do drop me a line. And 083 3010 103 is the Lamb Brothers Midlands 103 text line if you want to get in touch this evening. We'd love to hear from you indeed. You're listening to Encore on Midlands 103, and I mentioned that we'll be chatting to Aoife Moore of Laois Libraries about the Leaves Festival of Writing and Music, and that starts tomorrow with a terrific series of events. And you'll remember that a couple of weeks ago on the programme we had Dr. Becky Long, and she was talking to us about children's books. She, of course, being the book doctor with Children's Books Ireland. One of the big features of the festival is the One Book, One County event, and that is featuring Claire Keegan. And we'll be chatting about that when we come back here. A little bit later on, I'll be talking to Ger Dooley about the history of film in Laois and Offaly particularly, and Port Arlington, and how it fits into the middle of all that within to the west. But the big event, I suppose, on the Midlands arts calendar this weekend will be the Leaves Festival of Writing and Music that is taking place in and around Port Laois. And it features a whole series of events starting tomorrow, running all the way till the 12th of the month. And it really is not starting tomorrow at all. I think it started yesterday, from the 9th to the 12th. What am I talking about? It started yesterday. And to correct me completely on the phone, I have Aoife Moore, who is the librarian at Laois County Council, at Laois and in Port Laois, and is on the organising committee of the Laois Leaves Festival. Of course, you did start yesterday. Aoife, yeah. How was it, the opening event with Claire Keegan's reading and writing workshop?
Brilliant. We've had a great 2 days so far. It's been very busy, but it's been going really well. So it started yesterday. We had some screenings of Colleen Kuhn, the film based on Claire Keegan's foster book. So they were sellouts, and it was just a brilliant night. And it continued on then to today. We had Claire Keegan ran a writing workshop in Mount Mellick Library, and she also spoke to some secondary schools in Mount Mellick Library. And it is staying going this evening. We have a lovely event, a poetry event, Standing Our Ground this evening. So it's been a busy few days and a busy few days to come. But it's great. Yeah, it's been going really, really well.
And that poetry event features names that are well known in County Laois, people who have worked very much with writers in County Laois. I've seen Jean O'Brien is there, Rita Kelly, and then also Louise C. Callaghan and Mary Dorsey, celebrating 40 years of Salmon Publishing.
Absolutely. It's a real milestone for Salmon Publishing, and we were so delighted to welcome them to the Leaves Festival. And like I said, Jean O'Brien has done a lot of work in Laois in the last couple of years, so it's really important for us to showcase local talent as well and to support our own local talent. So it'll be a beautiful, beautiful night, and it's starting at 8 o'clock this evening, and there's still tickets available, I think, if anybody would like to go. It would be a really brilliant night.
Claire Keegan is reading again tomorrow morning for Laois Schools, and she's such an extraordinary speaker about writing, and so many young people will have read Foster, I suppose, because it was on the Leaving Cert course for a long, long while, but also because it is a wonderful, it's a wonderfully accessible story for all ages, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that was very important to us when we were organising our events for Leaves Festival. It is to get something that is accessible to everyone, that will interest as many people in Laois as possible. And we have also chosen a Claire Keegan book as part of our One County, One Book in Laois libraries this year. So One County, One Book is running throughout October and November, and we have chosen Small Things Like These by Claire Keegan. It's her newest book, and it has been shortlisted for the Booker Prize. So this was sent out to book clubs around the county, to schools around the county, and has been widely available in all of the libraries in Laois. So we are encouraging as many people as possible to read the book. And I think it paid off perfectly this morning, because the schools that came to Claire's event had borrowed their books from Mount Mellick Library. So they were able to go in, they'd had the book read, they had done it in school, they had discussed it amongst themselves. And then what an honour to be able to meet the author and to discuss the book with her and hear her thoughts on it and to ask her any questions that you like about the book. It's just a wonderful experience for our young people in Laois. And it's really important that we're involved in providing that access to authors, particularly Irish authors. Mm-hmm. And look, we've such a high calibre of Irish authors. And Claire is right up there at the top. Like, she is fantastic. And she was brilliant with the school this morning. They absolutely adored her. And she is running writing workshops also. She ran one today in Mount Mellick Library. She's in Dunamaze Theatre running another writing workshop tomorrow after her school visit. So she's all go for the next couple of days, but we are absolutely delighted to have her. We're just thrilled.
And I suppose anybody who wasn't looking at that programme thinking, God, it'd be great to be retired, to be free in the middle of the day to do the workshops, can go along tomorrow evening to the In Conversation event that is with Edel Coffey. And Edel, of course, terrific arts, a novelist in her own right, since she published a book earlier on this year, but also an arts journalist and a writer about literature for a very long time.
Yes, and it was really important for us that we represented our female authors as well. So Edel was the perfect choice. She will be interviewing Claire. They gel really well, and it will be a great evening. We also have music on tomorrow night before the event. Harpano are playing. So it's a wonderful night, and it's in the Dunamaze Arts Theatre. It's starting at 8 o'clock, and there are still a small few tickets. It's going very well, but there are still a small few tickets available. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to meet authors of this calibre. And like, if you haven't got a chance to read Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These, it's a lovely short book. There's plenty of time to read it. You'd have it read before tomorrow evening if you want to pop into any of the local libraries. There should be some copies available. We bought a huge amount of copies for this event just to make sure that as many people as possible got this opportunity to read this wonderful book and then to meet Claire at these events.
Yeah, well, the activity continues on Saturday. I mentioned earlier on Dr. Becky Long with the... she's in Port Harlington Library in the morning about rediscovering the magic of reading for children as the book doctor. And then I have a gig myself at 12 o'clock in the library in Port Laois, which I am really, really looking forward to. It's a chat with Ronan Hessian.
Yeah, we cannot wait to have you here. We have Paul Hessian here. Ronan Hessian. His book, Leonard and Hungry Paul, has just been so popular. And his newest book, Panenka, as well, they've just been flying off the shelves. We've had so many book clubs looking to read them. We have so many people coming in to read them. The reviews have been brilliant. They're excellent books. So it was a no-brainer for us when we were looking for more Irish talent that Ronan would feature. And so we're delighted to have him in Port Laois Library. It's on at 12 o'clock on a Saturday. It's in the middle of the day. Yeah. And it's actually a free event. So, you know, you don't need to book in. You can just come along on the day. There won't be any charge. And it will be a lovely event in Port Laois Library.
And they always are, those writer chats in the library are always a lovely event. And there's a lovely atmosphere. And All kinds of people turn up to hear what's happening. They're always really, really enjoyable. I remember speaking to Anne Griffin recently, a couple of years ago, I think it was before COVID, in the library in Portlaoise, and Eleanor Hooker, the poet as well. And they're lovely events. I'm really looking forward to talking to Ronan, particularly about Leonard and Hungry Paul, because it really has worked its way into the hearts of Irish audiences.
It has. It absolutely has just kind of grabbed our hearts, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous read.
We have Pat Bourne in the afternoon, another Laois man who has made a living for himself, I suppose, on both sides of the poetry page.
Yes, Pat will be, he has an illustrated poetry exhibition in the Dunamase Theatre. So what that really means is that he has put his poetry to short films. So it's just going to be such a wonderful experience, a visual experience, and then to hear the poetry as well. It will be absolutely fantastic. And if you come along to Ronan Hessian and Portlaoise Library, you can just pop over to the Dunamase. It's on at 2 o'clock. You can get a little bit of lunch in between, and you're in perfect time then for Pat Bourne.
Pat Bourne.
At 2 o'clock.
Yeah. And if you're going to make a day of it, then Laura Murphy, poet, will be doing a spoken word and song open mic. So who can turn up to this at 3:30?
This is open to anybody, and it will be a lovely intimate setting upstairs in the Dunamase Theatre. It'll be a cafe-style event. You can get your cup of tea, your cup of coffee, sit down, listen to Laura. There will be poetry, there will be song, there will be short stories. It will just be a fabulous, fabulous way to end your afternoon. It will be brilliant. And then tomorrow, or Saturday night, we have Rory O'Connell's event in the Dunamase as well. Another local man. It was very important for us to just showcase the local Laois talent. So Rory O'Connell is a chef, and he will be joined by food journalist Katie McGuinness on Saturday night in Dunamase. It will just be a brilliant, brilliant event, brilliant night.
Yeah, and he's such a wonderful raconteur, isn't he? He's a great man with great stories. I remember seeing him at a festival in Ballymaloe of cookery writing. I was at a number of years ago, and it was a phenomenal weekend. But he was such joie de vivre, and he's a really engaging person. So I imagine in the context of an interview, he'll be great fun. He'll have lots of little yarns and lots of tips and tricks as well for people who want them.
And wouldn't it be wonderful to be so talented, to be a chef and to have such great stories and to be able to write on top of it all. It would be wonderful to be that talented, but that would be a brilliant night. And again, there's music accompanying Rory. There will be a jazz duo, Jonathan Murray and Alana Murray, and they are fantastic as well. And again, they're from Mount Rath. Again, the local talent, we just want to showcase as much local talent as we possibly can during this year's Laois Festival.
And when you look at a programme like that, Aoife, the quality of local talent and talent that's connected to Laois, as you mentioned, Jean O'Brien, who lived in the county for a very long time, there is a lot of talent in a drive-through county, isn't there?
There really is. And it's so important for local cultural institutes, for the Dunamase, for the libraries, for the Arts Centre, to show that talent and support that talent, and for the local community to come out and see what's available in Portlaoise and all throughout Laois. It's just very, very exciting, the talent that's available in Laois.
And I suppose when you're sitting down to create a programme for an event like this, you're looking at the balance between events that will be free and events that people will pay for, and events that will be quite specialised, and ones that have a much wider audience.
Yes, you're trying to make the Laois Festival as accessible as possible to everyone. You're having a variety of events. We have poetry, we have film, we have author visits, you know, we have children's books and music. You're just trying to make sure that there's something for everyone, and something that everyone really is looking forward to and feels comfortable attending. And again, I know I keep saying it, but it's so important to push that local talent. We have a huge amount of talent in Ireland. You could be picking authors from all over the country and musicians from all over the country. But let's look inside our own county first, because we really have such a wealth of talent here in Laois that it just, it's so important to support us.
And leavesfestival.ie is the website where people can catch up on everything. What was the, I'm getting the impression from hearing you there that you were able to attend some of those talks with Claire Keegan in the last couple of days. Is that the case?
Yes, I was in Mount Mellick this morning and I'm hoping to attend the school session in Dunamaze tomorrow morning.
And what was the highlight? What was the little moment that had your librarian heart fluttering this morning in Mount Mellick?
I think it was the kids. It was seeing the young adults, I won't say kids, the young adults so excited to meet their author, to meet Claire. And she had so much time for them. I think that's really important. I mean, and you can go up there and you can talk for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, but it's the interactions at the end. It's the questions at the end and the way that Claire just interacted with the school kids. It was gorgeous to watch. And you know that those children are leaving that event with a love for reading and like a real love for Claire Keegan's book. And they did so much work. And I have to thank the teachers that were involved because they really did a huge amount of work with the classes on Claire's book. So they were so prepared coming into that event today. And they were really proud to ask their questions and they just couldn't wait to ask them. And that's what it's really all about for us in libraries when we run these author visits. You can sit and you can listen, but it's that interaction at the end that's wonderful. And you know that those students will remember that event. You know, they'll remember that interaction with the author. And it just brings the book alive to them, I think.
Yeah, and such a wonderful opportunity as well for young people to be getting out of schools now that so many restrictions that young people did experience for so long have now been lifted and they're out in groups, which is great.
Absolutely. And like, it was wonderful to see these events over Zoom through COVID, but to get back to normal and to get back to in-person events, I mean, nothing beats it really. Zoom is wonderful and it's perfect and it has its place, absolutely, but it's to get back to in-person events. There's just nothing like it.
Nothing like it. Okay, well, I look forward to, I presume I'll see you on Saturday morning. We look forward to
you
that.
You will.
For the chat with Ronan, which I'm really looking forward to. That's at midday 12 in the library in Portlaoise. Thanks a million for taking the call this evening, Aoife, and we'll chat to you again very soon.
That's no problem, Claire. It was lovely to talk to you.
And you too. And that is Portlaoise librarian Aoife Moore. And all the events there that we spoke about are on leavesfestival.ie. Some of them are free. Some of them have a fairly nominal charge. And the event certainly that I'm doing with Ronan Hessian, if you have read Leonard and Hungry Paul, and if you haven't, you'll certainly have it read by Saturday if you'd like to come along, or if you just want to come along and hear a little bit about what it is to be a writer and where these extraordinary characters came from, then come along to the chat on Saturday at 12. We're going to bring you, probably just because of time limits now, we'll probably just have time for the first half of that interview with Ger Dooley talking about cinema in the Midlands, particularly in Laois and Offaly. And I should introduce, of course, Ger as a historian, somebody who has a wild and vast experience in local history, but who has a particular interest in the history of cinema. And he was telling us about James Joyce and the Volta when we were rudely interrupted, but we'll bring that back to you now.
Yes, so Laois had its first cinema in 1914. On the 23rd of November 1914, to be specific. So that would have been just 5 years after the first cinema was opened in Ireland, which was opened in 1909 by none other than James Joyce in Dublin. That was the Volta on Mary Street in Dublin. So, that wasn't a successful cinema. James Joyce didn't stick to it, as we all know. He went on to do bigger and better things. But after the Volta opened and closed, lots of different cinemas opened up all around Ireland. And indeed, there was a cinema open in Carlow before there was in Laois. There was one in Carlow Town in 1912 that the Sylvester Brothers opened. But the first cinema in Laois was The Electric. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners will remember The Electric or remember stories about The Electric. So that would have been opened in 1914 by the Delaney Brothers. Was on the Well Road, It was, yeah, first cinema in Laois, as it was known then, Queen's County and Maryburgh. That's how far back we're going. Opening night, first film ever shown in Laois was called Joan of Arc. It was billed as one of the greatest picture dramas yet shown. And, you know, you have to remember, we're all used to movies being 90, 100, 120, 280 minutes long nowadays. But back then, they were, you know, a 5 minute, 10 minute piece would have been considered long.
Sort of.
Yeah, so, you know, it would have been really short. The technology just wasn't there to handle, you know, very long production. So the first night actually had several pieces on. So Joan of Arc was first, but then directly after that, a Charlie Chaplin movie was shown, and then there was another movie called, ominously known as Bunny Suicide, and then on the Tom Tom was shown as well. Yeah, I know. And 1 shilling 6 pence would have got you entry into the first night of cinema in Laois there in the Electric.
Okay, so what happened then?
Well, what happened then? The war was still going on, and a war came closer to home then, with the War of Independence and that kind of.
Okay.
You know, there was other priorities.
There were indeed, yeah.
Once the war ended in Europe and things settled down in Ireland, there was a complete proliferation of cinemas all over Ireland. So kind of regional towns, the smaller towns, and indeed smaller rural areas. So there was a proliferation of cinemas in Laois. So we have the Electric already. That was first. The second was in Mount Mellick, and that was followed in short speed then by there was cinemas in Stradbally. There was one in Mount Rath, Rathdowney, Port Carlington, Timahoe, and Abbey Leaks. They would have all opened. You're talking the early 1920s into the 30s. Those would have been just popping up all over the county.
And the people who are listening now are thinking, there was a cinema here, there was a cinema here. There is one cinema in the entire county now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I remember the first film that I ever went to see in the cinema, I think was E.T. And I sat over the balcony in the CYMS in Mount Mellick. Now, that was obviously sometime in the 80s, but I remember having my elbows on the top of the balcony and watching that. And certainly there were other films that were shown to all the primary school kids. I think Bambi one year at Christmas when Santa came to see everybody in town. But the cinema was big. You bought your sweets in the Gem and then you went in and you watched the movie, and that is all gone. It's a kind of an experience that is unimaginable for young people today, I expect.
It is. Like you mentioned there's only one cinema in Laois. It would have been, you know, and it's been like that since, I think about the year 2000 when Storm Cinema, as it was then, now it's the Odeon in Port Laois, would have opened. And very around the same time, the Coliseum, which would have been Port Laois's second cinema. So the Electric closed down around the 1950s, 60s or 70s, around then. And the Coliseum kept going, and it was the only cinema for a while. You have to remember the big change in the cinema landscape. We'll consider Laois, but all over Ireland would have changed on New Year's Eve 1961 when Radio Éireann opened a television branch, and RE became RTE. And that would have had a huge impact on, you know, television screens were coming into people's homes. They could watch stuff whenever they wanted. And really the last great decade of cinemas in Laois, but all over rural Ireland, would have been the 1950s. In the 1960s, obviously you had RTE starting up. You had lots of different cinemas, you know, they might close for a couple of months, maybe up to a year, but someone else would take it over. And you'd always have the names of them changing. So you might have a cinema in Rathdowney, it might be known as one thing in one year, and then, like, if you're going back through the archives and you're trying to research this stuff, it gets really confusing. You're like, oh, what is this? But it's actually the same cinema, it just changed its name. That would have happened in the 60s.
Okay.
But then once you get into the 1970s, say a cinema might close, as they had done in the previous decade, but the difference this time was they weren't reopening.
Okay.
The Rathdowney closed, the Electric itself closed, and lots of different cinemas would have closed and not reopened at all. And you had the situation, indeed, in 1985, I think it was, when the Coliseum, which would have been Port Laois's only cinema then, indeed, Laois's only cinema for a time then, It was destroyed by fire. And when that happened, there was no cinema whatsoever in Laois. So that didn't last for very long. And the Coliseum opened up, renovated as a duoplex, and kept going for another 15 years or so. Indeed, that was the first cinema I had ever gone to, the duoplex of the Coliseum I went to see. I had Lion King and Mother back
wow.
in early 90s, fond memories. But yeah, no, the idea that there's only one.
So there you go, the Lion King and E.T. We all got to see those great movies. If you have movie experiences or memories from the past, from Laois, Offaly or Westmeath indeed, from cinemas that are no longer around, encore@midlands103.com. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. Looking forward on the next couple of weeks in the programme to bringing you the Still Voices Film Festival, to bringing you a little bit also on Sunshine on Leith, which is a musical. And of course, we're moving into musical and panto time. So it's all ahead of us over the next little while.